From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with Dennis Boz Bosley and Danny Myers from the Rooster Alley Blues Band. They're performing tonight at 5:30 at the Contemporary Arts Center in downtown Peoria. Good to have you both on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Now, you guys have been playing together for a long time as part of this band. Can you just walk us through how the band first got started?
Well, I met Danny.
1986.
Yeah, he was playing with Dave Chasten.
And I wanted him in the band.
And I was in a band called Breadline, and we diffused, and I joined Dave Chasten King Cobra Band.
And we made an album called Every Little Tear. That was in 1987. And then Boz left, so I kept on going with Dave for a couple more years. And then he called, and I jumped.
That's when we formed Rooster Alley.
1992.
And you guys have been playing together as the Rooster Alley Blues Band for the last 24 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
And have there been some changes to the lineup over the years? Have the two of you always been the core of it? Have people been coming and going?
Pretty much, yeah. It's always been me and Danny. And we added on Dave Hill about 10 years ago. The missing link, I like to call him.
That's for sure.
Now, I know that places like Chicago or the Mississippi Delta, there's a very distinctive sort of blues tradition and blues sound to those regions. Is there a comparable Peoria blues tradition?
It always seems like when Eric Clapton put out a blues album, it got popular again in Peoria. But then it would drop off and be country and western and rock and roll.
Or Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah. Yeah, and Stevie. But there's a limit of places to play.
Before we started recording, you were talking about at some of your concerts and performances, you see a wide age range. So you'll see kids and you'll see adults and just a lot of different people. Can you talk a little bit why the blues appeal to people across lots of different ages?
Well, we're just, for one thing, we're not a typical blues. We have a rock and blues, boogie-woogie into it, jam band type things. I started going to these music festivals like Phases of the Moon and Summer Camp, and that took me into a new era of writing music. And even just being a house rock and boogie blues band we are, the younger people like it too, you know, because everybody can relate to it. Everybody can relate to the blues, right, yeah, Danny?
That's right.
I know I've had my share. How about you, bud?
Oh, quite a few.
It seems like there's been a real resurgence of the blues in the last 20 years or so, and I think a lot of that has to do with bands that have incorporated some of that rock and boogie-woogie style of sound. So, you know, like you think of traditional blues like, say, a Robert Johnson, but there are a lot of blues bands out there these days that have modernized the sound and maybe made it more accessible to a contemporary audience.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like a small tree that's grown, which was the root of the blues, and it just keeps branching off to the new and newer styles of music and guitar playing and harmonica playing, and it just keeps growing, kind of like a cancer. I hate to say it that way, but. You know,
and with blues music, and particularly Rooster Alley Blues Band, you are writing original music.
Right.
You're not doing covers. That's very, very wonderful and unique. And can you tell us a little bit about how you go about writing your songs? Do you do it together? Or do you do it separately?
Okay, I can explain that. Boz will come up with a chord pattern, and it's all still bluesy, and then he'll come up with words, and he'll say something, do this, do that, and I'll put in a bass run. Dave will put in his lead guitar or his slide guitar, which is phenomenal. And the drummer, Tom Jolliffe, he'll follow us. Most of our songs will start off maybe right at the gig.
Hmm.
Yeah, we've actually.
But we know each other real well.
I say, hey, boys, we're going to try something new, and then it turns into a song. But the writing for me, it comes in different ways. I can come up with the music first, and the lyrics will be later, or vice versa. And I'll just be sitting there, and I think of one sentence, like, top shelf mama. yeah, she was a top shelf mama. Hey, that'd make a good song. And then it just branches off from there. The older I get, it's there all the time. Used to come to me and then go away for a while, but now it just hits me all the time, and I'm constantly jotting stuff down and then sitting down with the guitar.
Yeah, he writes the more complicated stuff, and me, being old school, I write all the simple stuff. Especially my way of thinking.
Now, it sounds like you do a lot of the working out of the songs in practice or in performance, but you work it out as a group. So is that how you figure out whether you need a slide guitar here or some harmonica there?
Yeah.
It sounds like that's an organic process. You don't come to the band with a more or less finished song.
I come up with the core and the lyrics, and then Daniel say, hey, this would be cool to do this in the chord progression, or Dave will. As far as a part, if it's going to be a harp solo or a slide or just two guitar leads, that just seems to come natural. Now, let's play slide in that. That's going to sound better, cooler in that than just a lead guitar thing. So, yeah, we work good together. We really do. There's no egos whatsoever.
Now, this concert you're doing at the Contemporary Arts Center is part of their Live at the Five Spot concert series. How does that venue differ from some of the other venues you might play in? And like, what unique special qualities does the CAC have?
We're not background music. People are actually there to listen, and they're actually paying attention, and they're getting into it, which pumps us up. And it's like a miniature concert. It's what it is. And it's intimate, too.
And a lot of fun. When you got somebody hooting, like he said, hooting and hollering, well, you're going to start playing hooting and hollering.
Yeah, exactly. I always say, you feed the rooster, what's the rooster going to do? He's going to crow all night long for you.
I'm curious what your first experiences with blues music were. So if you could go back to when you're a kid, what was it that first wrapped you into the blues?
Okay, this goes back to early 60s. Back then, we were doing songs by Freddie King, because the older guys were teaching us. And we started out doing this Freddie King and Jimmy Reed stuff. My brother and I thought it was just rock and roll. But around 65, I picked up an album by Paul Butterfield. I said, wow, I got to find out who these guys are. And then I went, well, that's the stuff we've been playing. And a lot of your rock and rollers back then played that same style of music. Stormy Monday, that was a staple with all the bands. Big Boss Man by Jimmy Reed. Hideaway by Freddie King. Stuff like that. Got My Mojo Working by Muddy Waters. That was even big then. Matter of fact, Conway Twitty recorded that. And so that's been my thing ever since. And this guy here is the same way, and so is Dave. And he's got the Allman Brother Johnny Winter style. Perfect.
Yeah, when I first heard B.B. King at 18 years old, it was just so soulful to me. And I thought, man, that's what I want to do right there. And took it a step forward into some rockin' stuff, too.
Can you take us a little bit inside the life of a working blues band? Like, how many gigs do you have in a typical month or a typical year? And how much of that time are you spending on the road? How much of it is spent here in the Peoria area? I mean, what's the day-to-day operation of the band like?
It's 120 gigs a year, probably.
Sometimes more. Sometimes.
Travel for blues festivals. We've played clubs in Iowa. We'll go anywhere. We want to be on the road constantly.
We're not bashful.
Can you talk a little bit about some of these festivals that you play? Because I know that there is a blues festival on the riverfront in Peoria every summer, but it's clearly not the only one. So, like, where are some of the other places that you guys either have been to recently or you're headed to in the next few months?
Well, we've played in Des Moines, Iowa. There was a festival there at the Hollywood Bowl, and I can't think of the name of the town anymore. We did that. We've been on the Riverfront Blues Festival 6 times, and down in Bloomington at the Nothing But the Blues Festival, we were on that.
We play LaSalle Blues Festival this summer and the Mid-Mississippi Blues Festival in Iowa.
Mm-hmm, in July.
Davenport.
Well, and again, for a region like this in the Midwest that you don't think of as having, you know, a blues tradition or a strong blues scene. That's a lot of blues festivals. There's a lot going on, a lot of opportunities to play.
And that's one thing we're lacking, and the only thing we're lacking is to have a booking agent or so-called slash promoter manager to get us out there, because we're definitely capable of doing that.
And we've got the product for it.
Now, you recently recorded a new album. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's called Cock-a-Doodle-Doo, which Danny, he wanted to name it that, so I let it slide.
Well, that's a great song, though.
Yeah, that's actually
the song is on the album.
Yeah, that's actually one of the songs. Well, we had to wait a lot of years because it take, you know, we pay for it ourselves, and it takes time. You know, you want to put out a good product. You just don't want to throw something out there.
And that's one thing that we're really fussy about is the quality of our music, because it is all of our music, and we want it to sound good, and it really does.
Well, and then we had a dozen songs that we were playing live before we ever recorded, and we were chomping at the bit to get them recorded. And then I've wrote enough music for a third CD now, too.
So when you did go into the studio, you had a catalog of stuff that you were ready to perform, and it sounds like, given the amount of performing that you do, most of that was in pretty good shape. So when you go into the studio, what do you do to take these songs and get a recording version out of them? I mean, do you have to be a little less improvisatory? Do you have to be a little more rigid, or did you just sort of hang a few mics and kind of go at it?
What we do, we get the rhythm, the drums and the bass, and then we put the guitars, harmonica, vocals over that. We get that rhythm and down first.
And, yeah, the bass and the drums is your kind of your core, and we're playing along with them. So if we want to improv, we can do that, and that'll come off like that too. But then, you got to be a little rigid. I mean, that's what I love about recording. You play down a solo, and if you're not that crazy about it, do it over, you know. But it's a lot of fun. I love being in the studio. And it takes time. It really does take some time.
So let's go back to the Contemporary Arts Center. You've been a staple there for a really long time, and I'm interested in the actual engagement that the audience has with you. So you were saying a little bit before that the rowdier the audience gets, the more responsive the band is, in a sense.
Right,
so when you talk about blues licks or little passages, how impromptu are those? How much does that change with each performance that you do?
Oh, we never play a song the same way twice.
No, that's the popularity of the blues.
Anytime we ever broke in a new drummer, Dave would tell him, well, you just better pay attention because you never know what Boz is going to do. So, yeah, there is a lot of improv in that and some jamming, and I love that aspect of it.
Are there times after a performance when you guys get together and say, wow, that was so exciting, or I can't believe what you did on this song?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it sounds like a bunch of old hands after the
bunch
gig.
Of little kids.
We're all pumped out.
Dennis Boz Bosley and Danny Myers are the founders of the Rooster Alley Band. They're performing as part of the Contemporary Arts Center's Live at the Five Spot concert series tonight from 5:30 to 7:30. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
This Sunday, the Forest Park Nature Center hosts old-time folk and country jam. Music lovers of all ages are encouraged to bring their guitars, fiddles, and banjos for an old-time jam sessions. For an old-time jam session, meet other musicians and learn some new songs. This Sunday from 3:30 to 5 p.m. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can listen to an extended version of this interview by going to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About. Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.